This is a Fox News alert, a lightning strike near the White House. The District of Columbia Fire and Emergency Medical Services says four people have been critically hurt after a lightning strike in Lafayette Park, located directly outside the White House complex. A portion of the park remains closed with emergency crews on the scene. Monkeypox declared a public health emergency, the U.S. taking the steps to bolster the response to the outbreak, which has impacted more than 6,000 Americans.
We're prepared to take our response to the next level in addressing this virus, and we urge every American to take monkeypox seriously and to take responsibility to help us tackle this virus.
Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra, the declaration will free up money and other resources to fight the virus, which can cause fever, body aches, chills, fatigue, and bumps on the skin. The declaration comes as major cities like New York and San Francisco have said they haven't gotten enough doses of vaccine to meet demand. A Texas jury has ordered conspiracy theorist Alex Jones to pay more than $4 million to the parents of a six-year-old boy killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting over his claims the shooting was a hoax. The jury must still decide how much to award in punitive damages. The White House condemning the sentencing of 9 years in prison for Brittany Griner, the WNBA star convicted of bringing cannabis oil into Moscow.
We have repeatedly called for Russia to release her immediately, so she can be with her wife, loved ones, friends, and teammates.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, Griner has said she did not bring the drugs into Russia intentionally. The administration has said it's made an offer to Russia for the return of Griner and another American, and National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that they should accept it. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Mourning is the focus right now among Indiana Republicans following the death of Congresswoman Jackie Walorski.
Indiana Congresswoman 58-year-old Jackie Walorski and two aides were killed in a car crash in Elkhart Wednesday. She served in Congress since 2013, and it will be up to Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb to call a special session to fill Walorski's unexpired term in the state's 2nd District. The governor's office saying the process has not started yet. The seat is up for election in November. Meantime, the Indiana Republican Party also telling the Indy Star that at this time, the state Republican Party is mourning and the sole focus is on those lost and their families. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Meanwhile, the Elkhart County Sheriff's Office has changed their description of the crash that killed Walorski, saying it was the SUV she was in that crossed the double yellow line and slammed into an oncoming vehicle. The SUV was being driven by her aide, 27-year-old Zachary Potts. The winner of one of the biggest lottery prizes in U.S. history has still not come forward.
Lottery officials urging players to double-check their numbers as they wait for the winner of a historic Mega Millions drawing to come forward, saying it's unclear.
They even know that they won a prize, so I encourage everybody to check your ticket.
Harold Mays, Illinois lottery director, that single winning $1.3 billion-plus dollar ticket sold at a Speedway gas station in Illinois as the jackpot sits unclaimed about a week after the drawing. The winner, who may remain anonymous, has 12 months to claim the prize, but only 60 days to decide on choosing the cash option, $780 million. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
NOAA has trimmed its hurricane outlook for this year, saying it may be a tad quieter than initially projected, but still busy. The weather agency now predicting 14 to 20 named storms instead of between 14 and 21. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.